Hello, everybody. It's Becky Brown, and I just want to talk to you a little bit about holidays after the loss of a loved one. As many of you know, my dad passed away in June of this year, and it'll be our first Christmas, first Thanksgiving, first New Year's, all of those firsts after we have lost him, you know, and some of you are carrying grief like that as well. You know, the first year after you lose someone, you have a lot of firsts, and it's holidays, it's birthdays, it's anniversaries, and it's a new normal. You've probably heard that term before, and for some of you, it's irritating to hear that term, but it really is significant in your healing process of grief. A couple of things to keep in mind. If you recognize that you're having, you know, a down day or just really feeling the loss of the person on a particular day, talk to somebody about it. It could be a loved one that also is experiencing a loss. It might be a counselor, but connecting with others about the grief or just even talking about the person can help you in this season. Recognize and be aware that grief affects everybody different. We all will experience grief, but we all grieve differently. And so that there's not really a right way to do it, but you can recognize when it may be problematic. If you're spending too much time alone, if you're not attending events because of the loss, it's understandable at some point, but I want to encourage you, take a step in that direction to connect with somebody. Another part of, you know, dealing with these big feelings is the physical. Grief can make you feel so exhausted, and yet it's very important to be able to continue to move your body. And so it could be just making sure that you're taking a walk around the block every day, or maybe, you know, gather with a friend and just, you know, enjoy the outdoors. I know that seems so disconnected from the holidays, but your physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental health are all connected. And in times of grief and in times of loss, of missing someone, we get that impact in all of those areas. We hope that as you go through this season, if this is part of a new normal for you, that you know that we're here for you. Recognize that you will have feelings that may not match the joy of those around you, and that's okay. It won't last forever. And just continue to bring that to safe relationships. And if you need to call a counselor or join a grief recovery group, we can connect you with that help. So even though this is a new normal, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and know that the greatest gift in Jesus Christ was received, and that's what we're celebrating. And he knows your pain, and he can hold your heart close even in this joyful season. Merry Christmas.